This is Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. It's no secret California is facing a homelessness crisis, with eviction being one way families end up without a home. But the data on who was evicted and why has been scarce up until the last decade. 10 years ago, Matthew Desmond began research for his book, Evicted. Now, the sociologist, MacArthur Genius Fellow, and Pulitzer Prize winner is helping decipher how eviction is not only a consequence of poverty, but also a cause. I spoke with him ahead of his visit to Fresno next week. Part of writing your book included embedding yourself in a neighborhood and a trailer park in Milwaukee, where the book is set and where the families you profiled lived. Have you been there in the 13 years since you were there, or maybe even kept in touch with those families?
Yeah, I have. I think that I'm in touch with a lot of the families, sometimes on a weekly basis or daily basis, depending on how life works. And, you know, I think that there's this old stale idea that to write a true book about American life, you have to have some distance and objectivity from the problem you're writing about. It's an idea that's a lot in academia anyways. And I don't think distance is the problem in academia. There's a lot of distance here, actually. I think the problem is closeness and intimacy. And I think that you can write an honest book that's about people that you love and that you have great affection for. And I think that's what I tried to do in Evicted.
Wow. And so I guess I'm really curious, like, how are those families now, you know, over a decade later?
It's a complicated question. It's not an easy answer. You know, some folks are still with us. Some folks have passed on. Some kids are flourishing and have gone to college. Some kids have gone to prison. You know, it's hard to answer that question. One thing that my family has done with proceeds from the book is start an organization just for the people in the book. And we've been able to pay off medical debt and send kids to college and stabilize people's housing situations. And so we've intervened in people's lives in that way as well. And that's been a privilege and a real gift to us. And I hope it's helped the families in the book as well. But it's also, you know, it's not a panacea. And I think some folks are still really struggling and some folks are doing a lot better.
One of the things that I noticed as I was reading is that, and I really enjoyed, is that the people you lived with and that you became close with, you know, they were just families and landlords. They weren't really representing anybody but themselves. So they weren't, you know, lawmakers or advocates or company, you know, spokesmen. And so I guess in writing the book, I'm really curious, like, what went into your decision to keep the book with just those experiences and just those voices of the people in this situation?
When I was in college, I thought I might want to be a lawyer. And so I started taking classes in sociology and economics and history. And I was confronted in those classes with this story of America that was really different than the story I got growing up. You know, and money was pretty tight in our household growing up, but we still believed very much in the American dream and the American promise. And that was not something that I was seeing in class. I was seeing a more complicated picture about social mobility decreasing, about racial inequality being stubbornly persistent. And so, you know, when I wasn't working, I spent a lot of time on the sidewalk. I spent a lot of time with homeless folks around my university. I was just hanging out. I was listening, you know, I was talking. So I think there's been an impulse in me for some reason for a long time to, when you're confused about something, when you really want to know the heart and the dimensions of a problem, you have to see it from the sidewalk level. And so for me, with this book, if we really want to understand the housing crisis, if we really want to see the human wreckage of that crisis and the human profits that come from that crisis, we have to go immediately to the source, the people that are being evicted and the people that are doing the evicting.
And I want to point out, since, you know, I'm in California, our listeners are primarily in California, the state is actually has been working to create better, I guess, renter protections. They're enacting what Governor Gavin Newsom has considered, or he calls it, the strongest statewide renter protection in the country that goes into effect this January. But ahead of it, we've been seeing reports of, like, mass evictions. And so it's kind of like a weird catch-22 consequence, at least in the time leading up to January, and leads me to ask, like, what can we be doing better? Maybe not with this particular law or this particular instance, but across the board, you know, are you seeing, I don't know, has your research uncovered, like, more concrete examples of what legislators should be calling for?
So the good news about this problem is that we know it works. You know, we know when families receive a housing voucher, right, after years of on the waiting list, and they only pay 30% of their income on housing instead of 60 or 70 or 80%, that's an incredible boost to their social mobility. You know, their kids literally eat more. You know, they get healthier. They don't move around as much. And so the things that we have work pretty well. We know that when tenants have a lawyer by their side in eviction court, their chances of getting eviction goes down tremendously, irrespective of the merits of the case. We know that eviction court in a lot of places in America kind of functions as a kind of a displacement processing plant instead of an institution of justice where both sides have an equal shot at having their cases heard. And so I think we know it works. We don't need to outsmart this problem. We need to out-hate it. You know, like we need to hate it more than we do. And so I think that in a market like California, we need an incredibly serious intervention. You know, San Francisco's housing market, for example, competes with Hong Kong's as the hottest in the world. And so I think that we do need to roll out different kind of protections when it comes to tenant rights. Mm. And we also need to think of deepening the investment in affordable housing because everyone needs a safe and affordable home.
And when you're in Fresno next week, of course, you'll be talking more about all of this. But in a little more of a look beyond that talk, what are you working on next?
Okay, so there are a million questions about the housing crisis that we don't know. You know, we don't know why rents increased so much over the last 20 years. We still need to figure out evictions in rural communities and suburban communities. And so I think there's a ton of questions that we're still working on in the eviction lab. And then there's a new book I'm working on, but it's too early to talk about it.
We're all looking forward to it, I'm sure. But Matthew Desmond, Pulitzer Prize-winning author, sociologist, professor, and MacArthur Genius Fellow, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and we look forward to your talk next Thursday.
Thanks so much for having me.
Matthew Desmond will be speaking at the Warner's Theater in Fresno Thursday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m.